You know you're married to a political junkie when the first thing your husband wants to do once you get to your hotel is turn on C-SPAN. So it didn't surprise me that the first thing you wanted to see when we arrived in the Canadian capital city of Ottawa was the Canadian Parliament. The Parliament buildings themselves look a bit like a Gothic Cinderella's castle sitting up on a hill overlooking the Ottawa River. The original structures, except for the library, were destroyed by fire in 1916.
The fire actually started right where we're standing, right here.
We joined a guided tour of the buildings led by college student Patrick Thompson.
There's rumors how the fire started. Some say that a candle fell over onto newspapers and then caught eventually onto the wood. But the way the library was saved is there's a librarian. As he was leaving the library, he closed two steel doors inside the library. They're still there, so you can touch them. A lot of visitors tell me it's a symbol of luck.
Architecture aside, it was politics we came to see. And on any day that Parliament is in session, the public, tourists included, are allowed to sit in the gallery of the House of Commons or the Senate and watch Canadian politicians in action. Michael O'Shaughnessy, who works for the Department of Foreign Affairs, says if you listen carefully as you wander the halls of Parliament, you'll know when something is about to happen.
What's going on right now is calling members of Parliament to a vote in Parliament. So they can be in their offices or they could be working anywhere in the building. They hear the bell going and it says, okay, let's get to work.
Perhaps the most interesting difference between the Canadian and American systems of government is the daily question period. Every day, the Canadian Prime Minister and all of his or her cabinet ministers answer questions in both English and in French posed by members of Parliament about affairs of state. And if you're a tourist, it is great theater, and it's free. On this particular afternoon, the hottest debate was over subsidies for Canadian farmers who were having difficulty competing in a global marketplace.
So I would like to ask, why doesn't the Prime Minister start tackling and taking on the Americans and the European bullies for their huge subsidies for farmers?
Honourable Minister of Agriculture.
Mr. Speaker, I find these comments very strange from the party that doesn't want to support agriculture.
Catcalls are part of the game here, perfectly acceptable, whereas in our Congress, it's more often the exception than the rule. Tour guide Patrick Thompson says the party in power and the opposition parties sit on opposite sides of the chamber, a British practice carried over from the days when MPs would spar with more than just words.
The distance between the two sides is 2.5 swords, because before in London, you were allowed to bring swords into the House of Commons, and if ever the debates were so lively that they wanted to fight and pull out those swords, they couldn't reach each other.
There's also an amazing amount of American history you can learn outside the U.S. For example, I never knew that Canadians were a bit nervous after the American Civil War because England had supported the South, and they feared Americans would retaliate by invading British territory to the North. That's one reason Canada decided to confederate and become a nation, and why Ottawa was chosen as the site of its nation's capital.
This was in the middle of nowhere, basically. It was surrounded by wood. This used to be a lumber town. And the reason why they picked it, one of them, is if ever the American troops left from the American border and came to try to find our capital, they wouldn't be able to find it because they'd get lost in the woods.
Back in our hotel room, my husband suggested returning for a second day of parliamentary debate until he began channel surfing and discovered the Canadian version of C-SPAN, CPAC.
Well, I mean, we have thousands of tax preferences, and it would be inappropriate.
I guess this is what political compromise is all about. From Ottawa, I'm Kitty Feldy for The Savvy Traveler.